Luke 10, 38-42 reads, "Now as they went on their way, he entered a certain village, where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me.' But the Lord answered her, 'Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her.'" The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. Amen. So Pastor Julian said that we were going to have fun with our sermon, so I'm a visual learner, so I just felt like we needed to see that and play. Amen. Lord, let the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, you are the strength. You are my strength. You are my redeemer. Lord, let us be mindful of our busyness. Lord, let us be mindful of the junk that hinders our lives. Lord, let us look to Christ to give us a focus. Lord, let us be open to your word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. How many of you begin your day with a to-do list? Whether it's physical or mental, you start somewhere, right? You may have it in your phone, a calendar. I don't actually make a physical list, but mine are most often mental. So I want to share with you my Monday. 5:30 alarm goes off to get me up from a 6 a.m. prayer call. I usually go back to sleep. Then at 5:45, my alarm goes off again so that I really get up to prepare for the 6 a.m. call. My husband hates this, if you know what I mean. Then my 6 a.m. call usually lasts for about 40 minutes. Around 6:30, I usually mute the line and shout for my children, "Jonah, Savannah, get up. It's time for school." Then I unmute the call and continue on. I usually try to iron their uniforms the night before, but it all depends. Then I prepare lunch and breakfast, depending on if they want a cream of wheat or eggs or something that they can fix themselves. Which I'm glad they're at that age where they can throw some pancakes in the oven or a sausage in the microwave, I mean. Thank God that they get older. While they eat, I get ready. Then ideally by 7:35 at the latest, we are out of the house. And this also depends. Then we head to school, which takes us about 20 minutes away from our home. While driving, we do our morning devotion, which consists of scripture, prayer, and sometimes a song. Then once we arrive at the school, my son gets out and he says, "I love you, Mommy, have a good day," while my daughter will just give me a kiss. Then it takes about 45 minutes to arrive to High Park to start my own school and work day. And sometimes in between that commute, I might stop at the grocery store, or Walmart, or wherever. That's usually my Monday. Just thinking about that day, I'm overwhelmed because it's tomorrow. But I'm sure many of you can totally relate. Some of you also may be thinking, that schedule sounds like a piece of cake compared to my day. Whether you are a mom or a dad, married or single, working or retired, or maybe you're a caregiver. No matter what's going on or what your vacation in life, there will always be something to do. There's always a to-do list in our lives. Knowing that we are all subject to the busyness, how do we practice the presence of God in everything we do aside from the busyness? In our text, we find two sisters whose home just has been chosen for Jesus to rest. At the beginning of this text, Jesus instructs the disciples on how to enter a home as they go from city to city. In Luke 10 and 5, it says, "Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person." So both sisters greet Jesus so that he feels welcomed and at peace. Peace enough that he wants to enter and rest. However, there's a dilemma. We see both sisters have two different agendas for how they want to spend time with Jesus. Mary wants to sit and listen and pray and reverence Jesus' presence, while Martha wanted to be hospitable, ensuring enough food was prepared for Jesus' stay. I don't know about you, but I think both are very important. Growing up, I remember going to my aunt and uncle's home in Indianapolis. My uncle is a pastor, and that summer their church was hosting a big conference. So my aunt called the family and asked if we could come out and help. So we did. When we arrived, we found out that they would be hosting this elaborate dinner at her home for some of the pastors, the presiding elders, you know, the big dogs. So she set out her finest china. The house smells so good. Homemade rolls, man, I miss those. All types of meats and desserts. All homemade, Richard. We're being prepared. But I'm sure in the midst of all the preparation, my aunt and uncle were praying everything went well. I'm sure many of you have multitasked while singing a hymn or a song, said a prayer in the midst of your busy schedules that we all have. We live in a world now of technology, from cell phones to the ability to Skype, and multitasking is what we do. However, in our text, Jesus is pointing to more. In verse 40, it says, "But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me.' But the Lord answered her, 'Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is a need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part.'" I believe both women were doing what they felt was most important, based off the teachings that they probably had heard in the marketplace. In Luke 9:23, Jesus gives the cost of becoming his disciples. "If any man wants to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me." This is probably the teaching that Mary heard and was listening to. While Martha was abiding by the teaching in 10:5, "Whatever house you enter, first pay peace to this house. And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person." So she was being hospitable. However, Jesus makes it clear that there is something Martha is missing. What is this better part? Or as another translation says, the essential part, while another translation calls it the main course. The better part is making the time to have a relationship with Christ. What does that look like? It looks like worship, prayer, listening and communing with Jesus, which all comes in reading God's word. So sometimes people may take a walk. That may be what it looks like to commune with Jesus. Whatever you need to do, we all must make that time. So God put it on my heart to do a modern day story of Mary and Martha. and what that would look like for us, because we know Jesus is not going to physically be there.
We worship you this morning, Lord. We declare together that it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus, at the center of it all. Sing it, Jesus.
Both sisters in Christ enter University Church.
Jesus at the center of it all.
The music is playing. The presence of God is being ushered in.
Jesus.
Ellen chooses to go into the sanctuary to be in the presence of God totally, while Julie wants to, but she knows that the social hour has to be set up. So she heads for the kitchen. Julie can hear the music and almost feel the presence of God even in the kitchen. Then she thinks, man, Ellen should have come in here with me to help. Then Julie thinks about the story of Mary and Martha that they learned the week before in Sunday school. So Julie stops what she's doing and begins to head toward the sanctuary. But guess who also remembers the lesson? Ellen. She meets her sister at the door, tells her, I'll help you later. Let's enjoy this worship time together.
Jesus, be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you. Jesus, oh, Jesus, and nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, Jesus, you're the same. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus, be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus, be the center. It's all about you.
Yes, it's all about
you. We pray. Center of your church. Jesus, be the center of your church. And every knee will bow, and every tongue shall confess you, Jesus. Ah! Jesus. Come on, shout that name.
From my heart to the end.
all about you, Jesus. Blessed is he who appreciates what it is to love Jesus and who despises himself for the sake of Jesus. Give up all other love for his, since he wishes to be loved above all things. We are to love him and keep him as our friend. He will not leave you as others do or let you suffer lasting death. Sometimes, whether you will or not, you will have to part from everything. Cling therefore to Jesus in life and death. Trust yourself to the glory of him alone, and know that through him you will not fail. When Jesus is near, all is well, and nothing seems difficult. When he is absent, all is hard. When Jesus does not speak within, all other comfort is empty. But if he says only a word, then you can find peace. Did not Mary Magdalene rise at once from her weeping when Martha said to her, "The Master is come and calleth for thee"? Happy is the hour when Jesus calls one from tears to joy of spirit. He who finds Jesus finds a rare treasure, indeed a good above all good, whereas he who loses himself loses more than the whole world. The person who lives without Jesus is the poorest of the poor, whereas no one is so rich as the person who lives in his grace. So as we think about our week, we've been given some tasks from Mindful Monday to Throw Out Tuesday, Time Out Tuesday, Worship Wednesday. We need to make sure that we're putting Jesus in the center of everything that we do. Let's not get too busy in the things that God has called us to. As we continue through this Lenten season, be mindful of your busyness. Help those around you to be mindful of theirs, so that we all can experience the fullness of Christ in our daily lives. Whether it's starting out our day with a scripture, saying a prayer in the middle of the day, creating a devotion time with your family, creating a worship time alone, sharing the love of God with someone that you know needs to hear it. Let us pray. Lord, help us to put Jesus at the center of everything we do so that you will get the glory. And when we fall short, remind us of your grace that we can begin it all again and ask for you to give us the strength to overcome. Amen.